Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. And that's the sound of Jim not here this morning. That's right. It's Risa. I'm here all by myself. Jim has run off and left me. Actually, he's at a lovely Knights of Columbus event this morning. And I've left him here all by himself. So I had to woman up and do the show by myself, but I'm happy to be here. It's Monday morning. It's a beautiful day out here in Los Angeles, California. I know the people back east, they're waiting for hurricanes and tropical storms and rain and all kinds of stuff, but us here in California, we've got beautiful weather today, this Monday Labor Day that we're celebrating. And like I said, Jim is off today, but I said, well, I'll be here. I'll do it. So I hope everyone had a great weekend so far. I hope you got all your Labor Day plans in place. And matter of fact, that brings us right up to our Hot Topic time. Ripped from the headlines, today's Hot Topic. Well, our first Hot Topic is the fact that it is Labor Day. Now, again, I'm always talking about we have these holidays that have these really serious meanings to them, and we reduce them to barbecue pits. But Labor Day, even though it's not a real, you know, heavy subject, it is still serious. It's to celebrate the labor movement in America. And it was dedicated to the social and economic achievements of American workers. Now, I like a good holiday and a good barbecue just as much as everyone, but let's just take a minute to think about all the workers. And recently, I've been noticing a lot of what we consider labor has been laid off because it's been replaced by automation. But we do still have laborers in this country, and this is our day to really celebrate them. It first started in Oregon on February 21st, 1887, and other states joined in, and there's some confusion about who exactly started it. Both gentlemen, their last names are McGuire, either Matthew McGuire or Peter McGuire. Matthew was a machinist, and Peter was a carpenter. Excuse me. So one of them, they were both laborers, but one of them actually suggested that there should be a day when laborers were honored and just recognized for all the work that they do. Well, back in the 1800s, it really was, what could they do without them? Unfortunately, now a lot of people are replaced. And one of the laborers that I kind of miss, the garage attendant. Most places you go now, you just put your money in a machine, you either get a ticket out or you pay when you go out, but there are no people involved anymore. I miss that smiling face beaming out of the booth. I do go to the Rite Aid parking in Beverly Hills, and they still have someone there attending the booth, and usually they have a cheerful hello and a smile on their face. But there aren't very many left. So we need to celebrate Labor Day for those who still labor amongst us, the machinists, the carpenters, the laborers of this country, because it was built by the laborers, and we still need them, even though a lot have been replaced by machines and robots and all of those kind of things. But enjoy your Labor Day. Have a good time. Have your barbecue. And celebrate. Remember, take at least a minute out to celebrate the labors of the world. Now, my next hot topic is maybe, well, it is. It's straight up controversial. Colin Kaepernick, I think that's how you say it. Colin Kaepernick, He is an American professional football quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers in the NFL, and he has made a decision that he is going to sit. Excuse me, hold on for just a second. I'm sorry. See, I do need Jim here for those choking moments. But at any rate, Colin Kaepernick is a football player, and he has chosen to sit down during the national anthem. Now, people have been debating where the tradition of standing up at the national anthem came from, or even playing it at sporting events. And I guess it's been going on for quite some time. It started with baseball, and it's just progressed on. And the tradition is to always stand, put your hand over your heart, salute if you're ex-military. And he's chosen this to be his method of protesting the violence in America, the whole police and unfairness of people being unarmed, young black men being shot. He's chosen this way to protest it. Mr. Kaepernick is a biracial young man, so when you look at him, you can't really tell, but he has come out and said that he's biracial, and he is protesting. Now, the debate has really heated up because some people take the position that he has the right to protest and that he is not being disrespectful, but he is doing a nonviolent protest. Other people say it's totally disrespectful. They can't believe he's doing this. They're calling him, you know, a traitor. He's not patriotic. I kind of lean with the side that says he has the right to protest. Peaceful protest. That's the other thing that this country is about. He's not hurting anybody. Made it very clear he was not insulting the military at the military night the other night. He's made it very clear that he is not trying to disrespect the flag. He is just having a peaceful protest. I think in America you have that right. And since he's made it clear he's not trying to protest the flag or the country, just this is his way of being very public and saying we need to deal with this, America. And I think we can all agree that we need to deal with this. There has to be a change in America. How, what that change is, I don't have a clue. But we need to fix it. We definitely need to fix it. And I have to say, after thinking about it this morning and knowing that I was going to talk about it, it's kind of changed my opinion about Mr. Kaepernick. I think that he did choose a good method. He's willing to stand by it at all costs, no matter what endorsements he loses. He doesn't care. And I at first I thought, oh, he's just trying to get attention. But I believe he's sincere because he has an awful lot to lose. And isn't, again, that what America is about, giving your all to what you believe? So I salute you, Mr. Kaepernick, on this Labor Day. And that's our hot topic. And that brings us up to our first commercial.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z because, well, we do it the easy way.
Well, welcome back, and we have a fabulous guest today, one of my favorite people, Ms. Pepper J.
Good morning, Rita.
Good morning, Pepper. It's so great to have you on the show today.
Oh, thank you, darling.
And what have you been up to lately? You're always so busy doing so many things. I have to ask, what are you doing lately?
Well, lately I've been doing a lot of speaking and teaching now that my book is out. And I don't know if you know this, but I moved to Nevada. I decided to just leave the city of Hollywood, which is not really a city, but I leave it. And I now have a ranch in Pahrump, Nevada, about an hour out of Vegas. And I'm spending my time building this ranch with animals for children.
I knew you had moved to Pahrump. I knew you were out in the middle of the desert. I didn't know about the animals for the children.
it'll be fun, I think. We have, I've been working with, well, naturally, you know, the schools and the corporate entities that I speak for, but also the probation department and some foster organizations and some camps for, you know, kids that may not have an opportunity to, like, have parents that would take them to the country to see a farm or animals on the weekend. And so that's what we're doing. We're sort of building it so that they might have a free, calm, safe afternoon, which some of those children don't always have.
When years ago, I used to take children out to camp out in Paris, California. And we would take elementary school kids to high school age kids. And we would have high school age kids that were afraid of the wild rabbits because they had never been in the country. They had never seen wild rabbits. They had never
Isn't
seen
that interesting?
The chickens. So, and I'm sure that holds true today. So what kind of animals do we have out there?
Well, we certainly have a lot of rabbits. They breed like rabbits, Rita, I'm telling you. They're everywhere. We just are completing our goat pen, and I'm looking for two baby alpine goats. Not only are they fairly calm around kids, I've had alpines before, but they give delicious milk. I have two old chickens that I've had for about a decade. I think you saw them at my place in Hollywood. I'm not sure. I brought them with me.
I don't think
and then I have...
saw them.
Oh, they were in the
I
back
didn't, I
the
didn't know they got that old either. Do old chickens
Yes, they can. And it gets a little warm here, so they lay better when it's not real hot. But they still lay eggs every day. And I'm very bad at sporting them, you know, with with stuff I grow and, you know, so that they can have good diet and everything. So I have some chickens. I have 14 out of 7-month-old chickens. So they're, no, actually 13 and one rooster. Scrappy is the rooster. And then two dogs and a cat. I have two desert tortoises that I adopted, I guess. They were here on the property before I arrived, and they love romaine. And one is Topper and Cosmo. And, you know, just little things like that. And I have ducks. I have four ducks. One of the camps that I teach performance skills to, I decided to bring newborns, animals, every year. So this year they went and got four newborn white silver ducks that are yellow when they're babies and they grow up to be white. But the camp is only 5 weeks. So at the 5-week mark, I adopted 4 5-week-old ducks. So, yeah, that's how it happens around here.
And do all the animals get along?
Well, my dogs, sometimes the chickens or ducks like their lunch. They don't, the older ones, because they're familiar with them. And they love to chase the rabbits. But all in all, they're somewhat separated. Yeah.
So you said you're setting up the ranch to be able to bring children out. When do you think you're going to be able to bring children out to play with them?
Well, we have a 3,000 square foot Quonset hut that we have a fairly professional stage on. So when students come here, either individually or in small and larger groups, for us to teach performance skills to, they've been there and enjoyed the watching the progress. We just had a group from New Orleans, and they just had a blast. They didn't want to leave. It was just incredible watching them. I got all different kinds of chicks. I order them from McMurray's Hatchery. I have whenever I wanted to order new chicks, and I try to get all different kinds. And one is named Prince because he's got hair that kind of goes up like a poof. And it's just crazy. They love them.
And tell me about the book.
Well, thank you for asking, Lisa. You know, I used to be a public school teacher for over a decade. I taught at high school and junior high school and college. And then when I left that, I continued to teach, you know, privately, particularly performance skills and interviewing skills and that type of thing. And I just thought, you know, I have all of this knowledge, and I've taken notes over the years of things that have worked or not. And really, it just took me about 14 years to put it organized in one place, and that's Dynamic Song Performance, The Singer's Bible. And even though it's directed towards singers, I've found it to apply very well to anyone in front of an audience or a camera or a recording studio, or singers, actors, comics, lawyers, public speakers, businessmen. We've had all different kinds of people that we've taught, because it mostly not only includes performance skills that you would expect to see, you know, what to do with your body, your eye focus, with this, that, and the other. It deals with a lot of audience psychology and why an audience wants to keep watching and keep following you and keep buying your records and stuff. That's what it is. It's not a textbook, a how-to book, how to be in front of an audience.
Awesome. And I know since you wrote it that it's got great information in it and it's entertaining to read. Give me just one example of a performance skill that everybody should know.
All right. If I were to look at you, Risa, in your eyes, and I was to say, Risa, I love, and then before I finished my sentence, I turned and I looked somewhere else, and I said, you would not believe me. Because I didn't direct the whole phrase to you. And I call that audience abandonment. It's unconscious. The audience feels it. It's palpable. But most performers, they don't really understand the concept of engaging an audience member, or sometimes our audiences are so big you can't see them. They're just like lights. But an audience section with an entire phrase. So if I looked at where you were sitting in the audience and the lyrics of the song was, I love you, and I looked at you welcomingly and I gave you the entire concept of I love you, and then I gave you the look that says, I'll be back, and I went on to someone else, you would believe me. You would think that I was really communicating something to you as a member of the audience, and therefore the entire audience believes me. It's, anyway, that's one
that,
particular skill.
That's a great tip. And it's something that I know no one ever taught me in acting school.
An attorney with a juror, if they're talking to the juror, they want to make sure that when they're looking right into the eyes of one jury person, that they really do the whole concept. The idea of audience psychology doesn't matter who your audience is or in what setting.
Ooh.
The rules, I believe, are applicable across the board. So, yes. So it's just
great.
A bunch
when
of my
I
notes.
About,
and, yes.
Well, when I think about it, just using that concept, you're right. A lot of times, especially as a performer, we'll scan the audience, or even as a speaker. And they land on that person and then skip to the next person before the concept's finished, thinking that we're being inclusive.
That's correct.
But
now, there are times to have sweeping eye contact. you know, there's times in your presentation, whether it's a song you're singing or a lecture you're giving, to, you know, to take in the entirety of the audience. But most of the substance should be directed to particular people or sections, yeah.
I can see that, because the other people feel that warmth that's going between you and the other person, and they don't necessarily feel excluded. Like you said, you do sweep periodically, but, yeah, that's a great tip. So anything else going on with Becca J that we should know about?
Well, we've built our studio here in Pahrump. We now work a lot in Las Vegas, although we were just in Pasadena, California. We were asked to cover the Power Morphicon. They have a convention for the Power Rangers, all the different seasons, and that was a blast. But, yeah, we do a lot of interviewing. I have hosts now in Chicago, and we're trying to get Eric Zulli set up in Los Angeles. I have a couple other people in Los Angeles, one in Florida. So we do our interviewing with the Actors Reporter and the different Actors Entertainment sections. And
so you're
very
still
popular
doing
here.
Actors Reporter.
Right, right. I took a hiatus after 9 years. We took a hiatus for 3 months when we were actually physically moving. Some of the things stayed on, you know, the things that people pay for, the ads and the calendar listings. And then we have several people across the nation that work on it. So the daily news, you know, entertainment links, so you get all your entertainment news in one place. Those type of things, you know, the trade vine each week. So there were certain, you know, maybe a dozen things that kept going. But the actual live interview stopped for 3 months. And now we're back up.
Okay, well, tell us where people can watch Actors Reporter.
Oh, well, Actors Reporter is a, now it's exclusively online. It's an online entertainment magazine. And it sort of just doesn't deal with gossip. It just deals with, you know, people in the industry and news. ActorsReporter.com, ActorsReporter.com, and yeah, there you go.
And if people want to get your book, how do they get your book?
Well, it is on Amazon.
And it's called?
You can look for Pepper J, or the title is Dynamic Song Performance, The Singer's Bible. And the hard copy in bookstores, it's still being formatted, so I imagine that they probably won't be in bookstores for another 60 days.
And then if anyone wants to get in touch with Pepper J, how can they
contact me. You know, we have a website now, just basically started, called Dynamic Performances with an S, dynamicperformances.com, and there is right there a contact. You know, in all these years, more than 40 years of teaching, of course, I didn't start on the internet until the late 80s, but I never developed a website about my teaching. It's just so weird. So I put up dynamicperformances.com, and it says contact us, and myself or my performing coach, partner, John Michael Ferrari, you know, we can help you out either in person, we're very mobile, or via Skype. It's very popular these days.
And you, like you said, you're very mobile because you're back and forth to L.A., but you're happy out there at Pahrump, right?
I am so happy here. I love going to other places. We just did FilmCon in Nashville and, you know, a lot of different things, but I love it here. Aretha, come and visit me on the ranch. I would love to have you visit me.
At some point, I'm going to come.
All right.
We're getting at least closer to the time of year that I'd be willing to come to Nevada.
Well, and in actuality, it's beautiful here. It's in the 90s. It goes down to low in the mid-70s, 75, 76. Fly in or drive to Vegas, and you can have a Vegas weekend and a little getaway to the ranch. We're about an hour away from Vegas.
All right. Well, it was great talking to you. Keeping up with you is always difficult because you're just always moving around and doing so much stuff. But you've got the ranch, you've got the book, You've got the performance information. You're just a busy young lady, what can we say? But thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Rita, for having me. I am always a pleasure to chat with you.
And I hope to see you soon.
God willing, honey. Thanks.
Thanks, Pepper Jane. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that brings us up to tech time.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, I've got another recall for you. Yeah, it seems like you buy stuff and it gets recalled. I stopped being an early adapter for that very reason. But the latest recall is for the Note 7, the Galaxy Note 7. It's only been out about a month, and it's a Samsung phone. It's Samsung Galaxy Note 7, and the batteries are exploding. Now, again, it's this problem that they've been having with all different size batteries, including the scooter battery. I still have my scooter. It has not exploded. I assume it's not one that does, but you never know. And Samsung has recalled all of the Note 7s. Now, there's different levels of recall you can do, apparently. And one recall means they have to notify everybody and take it back. Well, Samsung is saying it's not all the Note 7s. They just don't know which one it is. So if you have one, you're eligible to take your Note 7 back to where you bought it and either get a refund or to you have to kind of get a rain check on getting your new Note 7. I'm not sure what you're supposed to do in the meantime for a telephone. But you can take it back. But they are not issuing one of those things that you have to take it back. So it's up to the consumer what you want to do. If you want to keep your Note 7, you can. If it explodes after you keep it, it was your choice to keep it. They haven't put a time limit on when you can return it. And they haven't announced, I don't think, exactly when you'll be able to get your new one. So it's strictly up to you, which I think is kind of, I guess they're protecting themselves. They're saying we'll take each and every one back, but you don't have to. So how do you know if your Note 7 is recalled? You don't. You have to take your chances. I understand it's also the Shield tablet is also being recalled for similar issues. So if you have a Note 7, if you bought one within the last month, you probably should turn it in. If it was me, I would. That's all I'll say. I don't want my phone exploding in my hand, on my table, or anywhere else. Samsung, if you have a new Note 7. And now, because there is so much going on at Easy Way Broadcasting, and I can never get it all straight, I'm going to bring in the one, the only, the fabulous, Eric Zuli. Since we don't have Papa Zuli today, we have Son Zuli today. Eric.
Hey, what's going on? Radio Boomers Live. Hey, Rita, how you doing?
I'm great. The man with his own theme music. I love it.
Got to use it every chance you get. Shout out to Michael Dade for putting the track together. He did an amazing job. And actually, speaking of music, I just had a phone call with a Grammy-winning band that wants to kind of redo our stuff on a music perspective, and they're really, really good. Kind of like a pop rockish sound. It's kind of cool. They're in the UK.
Awesome.
Yeah, but so here's the updates for Easy Way. You know there's so many. You missed our big celebration for the Easy Way Visa card and the Hollywood Weekly celebration. Rita, where were you?
I am still kind of going through, and I just didn't feel comfortable driving out there by myself.
Okay.
But next time.
Well, our prayers and our fans' prayers and everybody is praying for anything that you might be going through. But you're resilient, you're funny, you're awesome. And, you know, I heard laughter is actually one of the best healers. And it's awesome that you make so many people laugh and smile.
But
yeah,
that's what
so
I
we
love
have,
to do.
Yeah, exactly. So here's the updates, guys. We have, in fact, I should put some music behind me because this is going to take a little bit. there's so many amazing things happening right now. It's unbelievable. So basically, we have the Easy Way Visa card we're working really hard on. My partner's talking with, I believe it's one of the top executive chairmen of Visa. And, you know, we're putting all these different things together, and we linked the Easy Way Rewards Visa card together with the BTV i3 box, the television box. We're working with a company called Legacy Direct that helps the consumer to no longer have to pay for television, movies, sports, video games, anything. So you pay a one-time fee for the box, and then, you know, you can stream off the internet and get anything you want, HD, just like it's television, and you never pay monthly again. So we're pretty excited about that. We're going to have a network and a network of channels on that box, and everybody's buying it up. We've had probably over 50 orders in the last couple of weeks. We're also, you know, celebrating the Hollywood Weekly cover. You know, that's still out there. Even though it's September now, it's still out there. It's still on the newsstands, which is kind of cool. And I've been walking down the street, and people would recognize me, and they'd ask to take pictures and stuff. And if you follow my my Facebook, you'll see that. And so we have the big Hollywood Weekly celebration, the Hollywood Weekly Film Festival, an NFL-supported event. On September 10th, I'll be hosting, and hopefully you'll be there, Aretha. It's going to be a lot of fun. Big Red Carpet, our partner with Visa, Agora Advantage, is going to be there, and they sponsored it.
All right. Where is that going to be?
That's going to be at the Harmony Gold Theater. Gold Theater. So if anybody wants to get tickets, they can just text the letter E, letter Z, to the number. So the message box, you put easy, and then in the number box, you put 21777. In fact, Aretha, we finally made it simple for all of our wonderful subscribers and followers. That's all they got to do now is just text easy to the number 21777, and then there'll be a list of categories. And there's a really long list of all the wonderful stuff we do. And then you can also choose other and let us know what you want to do, because we've been getting an abundant amount of people that have been coming to us to do consulting, promotions, you know, events, producing, and really promotions. I guess we're kind of on the top of the list there, which is really awesome. And the show's doing really well. The ratings are great. Radio Boomers Live, all you live Radio Boomers out there that are listening, we really appreciate you. And we're on iTunes, and we're working on more syndication and distribution. Speaking of syndication and distribution, let me talk about Voice America. .tv. VoiceAmerica.tv is a very large network with over 3 million viewers a month, and we've just partnered with them, and we now have a channel on VoiceAmerica.tv, and we're going to be talking to them about potentially getting involved with their radio broadcast, which some very, very large people started from. They've been around for over about 20 years, and so we're looking at syndicating and growing more with our radio network and everything that we're doing. And if anybody wants to see the event we were talking about that celebrated the Hollywood Weekly cover and everybody that's in the Hollywood Weekly edition, the August edition, as well as the Easy Way Visa card, that is on voiceamerica.tv right now. And so everything that went down at that event was live, and it's also archived on our Easy Way TV channel powered by voiceamerica.tv, which we are going to be offering some opportunities for some lucky fans and supporters that might want to promote themselves for free. You know, we have a reach of almost 100 million now with Fan TV's channel, Voice America's channel, Film On. We're going to be getting everything jumpstarted here real soon with Wow School, Amazon TV, Apple Xbox. You know, we have Dish Network, Comcast. I mean, we have a lot of distribution now. We're doing a lot of conversations and deals with film companies now, actually, too, Aretha. I got some surprises for you. Easy Way is about to get you paid and get you some jobs.
All right.
Aretha's ears are going to perk up, and all Aretha's friends that are actors. So we are partnered up with Unicorn Cobra Films now. They do films from $10 million to $30 million budget films. They are pretty large. They've been doing this for a while, and they're working on a film right now with Lester Spade from Transformers and T.J. Gibson from Avatar. And you know, we linked up with them and we're just working together with them, which is amazing because we need more content for our channels. Lucky Strike Films, which is doing a movie right now with Quentin Aaron from The Blind Side. We linked up with them and we're in talks with Agreement Films as well as Life Force Indie Films. And we're starting to, you know, link up with film companies now because, you know, we just want to be able to be in a position to provide amazing content that's interesting and fun to watch. Now we're on a box that people can get on their television sets. And we can put that content on that box. You know, we have the radio programming and really the social media. We're getting such an amazing fan base. We're getting so many people that not only are just there as friends, but they're engaging, which is really amazing. You know, my Easy Way on the Go show is a lot of fun for the radio boomers fans out there, as well as the younger crowd. I mean, it's very versatile. And it's just Easy Way on the Go. It's me and all my celebrity friends and public figure friends and business advice. And I mean, we're just out there live, making it happen, hitting the streets, hitting the businesses, just going all over the place, all over Hollywood and entrepreneurial nonprofit activities. And then we have the Easy Talk.
You're going to be live tomorrow.
I will be live tomorrow. Yes, yes, Rita. We're doing it temporary. Show at WCOBM Studios, which is World Center of Broadcast Media in Hollywood and Vine. You guys might remember my show with Rita, who was there as a celebrity cameo on many of the shows we did at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles Radio, RMC. We had a lot of fun there, and there's a lot of archived shows on YouTube, and people were requesting for it to come back. So we had to find a studio, and we're going to do a fun event and live taping on Hollywood and Vine tomorrow, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We have the celebrity pizza guy. One of our clients going to be coming doing a pizza paparazzi party. You know, hopefully we'll have Aretha stop by, but most likely, Aretha, you're working like crazy. You probably got auditions and you got appearances and who knows, but maybe you'd be there in spirit.
I'll be in Hollywood tomorrow, so maybe I can work it out.
That'd be great. Well, hey, you stop by Hollywood and Vine. It's called WCOBM Studios. You'll see a huge, huge crowd outside the window. You know, we have Eugenia Cosminia from Bad Moms, which is one of the more popular movies out right now with Mila Kunis, Jada Pinkett Smith, Christina Applegate. And so she plays a role, Alina, in that movie. And then we also have our new client as well. Actually, both of them are our clients. Andy McPhee, who was the star. I mean, everybody recognizes him from Sons of Anarchy season 3. And so we're going to be getting into all the Sons of Anarchy conversations. And he's also an acting coach and his son is really large. He's been on X-Men and tons of stuff too. And so that's going to be a real cool interview. Eugenia Kamenia is from Russia. She's been on the cover of over 10 magazines, Glamour being the biggest one, I believe. Now she's doing Bad Moms. You know, she's doing comedy and HBO's around her and, you know, so we're just doing our thing, putting news out the easy way, and we're going to be making, you know, making our celebrity friends do some interesting things for charity. We have performers. We have Chevin Roberts, who's a award-winning, amazing artist. She'll be performing with her dancers, and then we have a lot of other amazing, fun guests. We have this show sponsored by Clarity, which is part of Easy Way to Health, and that's something we've been getting very involved in, and it's been amazing for me, Aretha. I've been dealing with some professionals that know what they're doing, non-Western medicine. It's all very natural and herb-related or hypnotizing and things I didn't even know in the health world that I didn't even know existed. You know, I mean, work pretty well. So, we're doing Easy Way to Health. We're doing Easy Way Music. We just linked up with Sony and Universal. We're doing Easy Way TV and Film. Easy Way Magazine, Easy Way Promotions, Easy Way Teens. I mean, and we got everybody coming around wanting to, you know, Easy Way Beauty and Fashion. We're dealing with the Queen of Asia Pacific Beauty Pageant. We're dealing with a lot of the beauty pageants actually in Hollywood. There's a big event on October 16th with Larry King we're involved with. It just goes on and on and on. But really, guys, if you want to know more information on Easy Way, you can just text EASY to the number 21777. And that will allow you, it'll send you to our app, our Facebook pages, which we have about 100 of them, the groups we're involved in, our YouTube channels. I mean, really everything there is there. And then if you like me personally, some people like to get advice or some people want me to interview them or whatever. I'm on ericzuli.net, which is a part of easytalk.live. And so we're getting busy, Aretha. We're having a lot of fun. We got a lot of content coming out, and we are looking for shows. We are looking for content. We got a massive distribution, as you heard, and a lot of partners and a lot of amazing people that are, you know, just trying to help with this movement as we're trying to open opportunities and help businesses with entrepertainment, which is our word. So we're working with the businesses as well as entertainment, as well as the entertainment that need the businesses. We're helping people get sponsors. We got a couple events coming up. You know, the Emmys gifting suite with Celebrity Connected, which is another alliance of ours that we linked up with. You know, we're dealing with Lamborghini Champagne and Ferretti Group, and it just goes on and on. It's all on the website. It's all on the app. And
you have stuff for celebrities. You have stuff for everyday people. You got stuff for everyday people who want to be celebrities. There's all kinds of stuff going on.
You got it. Easy way. Hashtag easy way. That's all people need to do. Just be a part of the movement. Use it. You'd be surprised how many people get followings and get value off of using the hashtag easy way and getting involved. We've had people get jobs with films. We've had people find agents. We've had little girls or boys that are with parents meeting people that have gotten situations. We've had people find investors. I mean, we have so many testimonials. If you go on the Easy Way broadcast page on Facebook, you'll see, or if you go to ericzulli.net, click on reviews or testimonials, you'll see a lot of people. You really should go through that and see what people are saying about Easy Way and see what it's doing for them. And hey, if you want to, you know, maybe increase a little bit of your success, increase your reach, expand your brand, see what Easy Way is all about if you don't know about us. Hashtag Easy Way.
Life is hard, but you roll the easy way. It's true.
Yes, ma'am.
Right? So can I tell
you got it.
He does it the easy way. Thanks for joining us again today, Eric.
All right. Thank you, Aretha. We're blessed to have you. You're doing amazing. And, you know, we'll let you know about those film projects. All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Great. Well, time is up. Jim will be back hopefully next Monday. Hopefully I'll be back next Monday. And we really hope you'll be back next Monday at 10 a.m. right here at Radio Boomers Live. We look forward to seeing you again next week. And thank you, Pepper J, for coming on the show today. She's always just so much fun and so amazing. And Eric Zulli, the hardest working man in Hollywood right about now. Thank you for joining us and telling us all the stuff that's going on the easy way. And we look forward to seeing you again next week, Monday morning, 10 a.m. Tell a friend. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.